Hello, everyone. Welcome to Beyond Words, a Novel Idea. I am your sound and audio engineer, Logan. Today, we are joined by our host, Colleen, our co-host, Paul, and today, our guest is Lady A, or Lady Anastasia. Lady A is a professional musician with 50 years of experience playing drums and percussion. Lady A has become somewhat of a local celebrity and was recently a featured extra in the film Dragpires, which will be coming soon. Lady A also loves to perform and entertain and believes that performing in drag is a great form of self-love and expression. How are we all doing today?
Good. How are you doing?
Good.
How are you feeling, Lady A?
Great.
Good. Good.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome, yeah.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Thank you for coming. Yeah. I think it's important to mention that we are in June, which is Pride Month.
Yes.
So I think having you on the show is important to some of our LGBTQIA plus friends out there. And happy Pride Month, everyone. Mm. Lady A, when did you discover drag?
It's always been in me. Okay. You know, since I was a kid back when I was a kid, it was not thought of. There was no such thing that I know of. But probably in the last 7 years, I started dressing up and going out. I've always dressed up like Halloween and stuff, and you know, just enjoy doing it. But I never have put it in the entertainment side of it. But we started doing shows where we hang out, and I just started, you know, hosting shows, and found out the more I do it, the more I liked it, the more fun it was, and more popular, you know, I got. And I'm trying to get, you know, let everybody know it's not anything wrong with it, you know.
Right. So. Now, do you consider yourself a drag queen, drag performer, cross dresser? Do you, when you're dressed as Lady A? Because you said you go out, and it's not just for performances now. You go out dressed in public, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
You know, it started out, you know, like I said, as entertainment. But I go out a lot now, and, you know, it's getting kind of scary, you know, with the changes. But I'm very comfortable.
Okay.
When I first went out, I would be terrified.
Right.
And so it's just getting to be more a part of who I am. Now it is who I am. And you ask about drag queen, mm-hmm. or cross-dresser, or, you know, I don't consider myself a drag queen because, you know, I don't perform like drag queens do, but I do love dressing drag. But it's not like being a cross-dresser. I'm not a cross-dresser so I probably lean more toward the trans side of it.
Okay.
Without ever transitioning.
Okay.
And, you know, so it would be something that was thought about, but it just probably wasn't for me yet. And so that's just, you know, that's where I'm at right now. So,
sure.
You know, I don't know how to explain it any better. But.
No, that's fine, because it's art, and art is subjective, so you're constantly evolving.
Yes.
And so I think that's fair to say that, you know, you're comfortable being either one or in between or both.
I probably started some of the shows that I do just so I have a chance to get out.
Okay.
You know, and it turned out that it works, and I found out I love entertaining people.
Yeah, with your musical background, I mean, that's obvious.
Yeah,
entertaining.
I mean, I played in front of thousands of people, very comfortable in front of people.
Yes.
And it made a lot of difference with the music background, instead of just stepping out, you know. But I think that the music is probably still the biggest part of me.
Yeah. We've seen you perform, which you're fantastic at.
Oh, thank you.
And this was a lot of fun to watch you up on stage. I think Halloween was one that was great. And you were up there behind the drums, dressed as the bride, you know, with all the blood all over you. That was so fun.
A lot of people said, you can't play in that wedding dress. And I said, watch this. And I did. made it work. It was hard, but I made it work.
You did. You made it work. It was fun.
But, you know, when I get behind the drums, it's my world. You got all these people, you know, everybody watching you, your bandmates, but that's my world back there. That's the only time I can get in my world. Nobody can bother me.
Yeah.
So that's one reason I love playing drums and just being isolated.
Okay.
When you play drums as a musician, are you in drag?
No.
Okay.
I'm me then.
Okay.
Or
okay.
Him.
Yeah.
Or
okay.
Whichever way you want to say
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Okay.
Only time I play drums and drag is like Halloween or
okay.
something.
Yeah.
But I feel better.
So you separate the two worlds.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Are you comfortable separating them, or would you rather have them all together, you know, as one unit?
You know, I went to therapy probably in the 90s.
Okay.
Because I thought I wanted to transition then. And, of course, the kids were small, and I was taught them to stay at home, and they need a father, which they did. But through therapy, I thought that's the direction I wanted to go, but I changed my mind at the last minute. Probably a good decision.
Okay, for you, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
And for the family.
For your family. Are you comfortable talking about your family?
Yes.
So you're married.
Yes.
And you have children.
Yes.
And the misconception that we've talked about before is that if you're dressing in drag, you're automatically gay.
A lot of people think that. Mm-hmm. 90% of people think that.
Right. And you're not gay.
No.
But we know you're married. And you have a wife who we all have met and we love. And you have your children. I've met your daughter. And is it hard being Lady Anastasia with a wife and children?
No.
No.
It's not. The kids are very supportive.
Okay.
My wife is okay, you know, as long as it stays in entertainment side of it.
Okay.
You know, as far as just going uptown, no, she's not okay. Which, you know, I respect her for that.
That's, yeah.
So, you know, we've been married, next month be 47 years.
Wow, congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's great.
And, you know, so, you know, there's been a lot of give and take.
Sure. So we're going to ask a lot of questions for people that maybe don't understand drag, don't know drag, are not familiar with it, or maybe who are older. And like when I grew up in the 90s, any of my friends that were gay, they did not come out because, first of all, it was still illegal. And there was so much hate and hate crimes. And I think for a lot of it, we have moved forward significantly, you know, for people who are in the LGBTQIA+ community. What do you think, since you're a little bit older and you know, you're married and you're in this community as well, do you see the change?
I did, but now it seems to be going back
yeah.
the other way. So, you know, it's just the way the times are.
Yeah.
In the 90s, when I went to therapy, I had to have a certificate from my doctor. Because I could get arrested for dressing up.
Really?
And get caught on the road, yes.
Wow.
I'd have a certificate saying I'm under his care. And, you know, he said if you get stopped, you probably... They can't arrest you, but you probably will get hassled.
That's I didn't know that.
I've never heard that.
That's horrible.
That is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, you know, about that time is when things started changing, laws started changing,
right.
And for the better. But it's still not where people can be themselves and just carry on their lives without somebody bothering.
Right.
So
yeah.
We still got a ways to go.
Yeah.
Have you been hassled?
No.
Good.
Probably because, you know, we used to use the word pass. I pass very good.
Yeah.
You know, some guys are 6'3", you know, built like a football player, and of course they get hassled. I've never been hassled because people just don't know.
Yeah.
Right.
Until I talk.
But yeah, well, you know, you got that sexy gravel voice. Yes. You know, it's like Demi Moore.
I should have sang Bonnie Raitt, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah, that's a good one too. I didn't think about that one.
Do you think things in this type of world are getting better or worse?
Well,
I guess acceptance wise.
It was getting better, but because of Nance changing back, there's a lot of things going on that turning a lot of people against, LGBT community. But I think it's temporary. I think it will go back to where it was and be more accepting.
Yeah, I think it's... every time we change administration, we try not to talk too much about politics.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to avoid.
That. Yeah, you see that first, 6 months, you see all the ugliness mm-hmm. from everybody. And it's very prominent. And then you see it kind of, level out and go back to being as normal as we can. So I'm hoping we'll go back to being, not hysterical.
I would like to get back to where we were, 6 months ago.
Yeah.
It'll take a while.
It'll take a while, yeah.
I think the way that I present myself makes me more acceptable than a lot. I'm not pushy. I'm not, you got to like this, you got to like me. I let people take me as they take me.
Right.
And that, I proved that where I do a lot of my shows when I started doing this. And it was a big turnoff to most of the people there until they got to know me. And then once they got to know me, everybody wants to know where Lady A is.
Right.
Like last night, they have darts and I had a couple of people ask me, is Lady A coming to play darts? And I said, well, probably not because I got stuff to do. But, but the weirdest answer to that is they finally started liking Lady A because I kept hearing, well, Lady A's not gay, and that was the biggest part of it is as long as they thought I wasn't gay, they accept me. That,
like you said, you're just a regular person, just another human being doing the best they can, living their best life. You've allowed them to see something maybe they never would have seen.
Are you still on your journey or have you reached your destination?
No, I'll never reach my destination.
Okay. Yeah. Do you know where your destination is yet?
Not really.
Okay.
I read up on trans people and every time you reach a plateau, you think you're there, you never get there.
Yeah.
So it's always a building step, always.
Just another chapter.
Yeah. Yes.
Just like everybody else's life journey.
Yeah. Yes. Like everybody's life journey. Yeah. Yeah.
You're just doing it your way, which is, I think, fantastic. And it's hard to be true to your inner self and how you present yourself. It's difficult for everybody, but especially for somebody who does drag or who's transitioning, trying to find that incorporated sweet spot in their life.
Yes. About 7 years ago is when I started getting out.
Right.
One day I woke up and I said, I'm in my 60s. I don't have that long to live. I mean, when I say that long, it could be 20 years, but, I've done live most of my life. But I said, I'm not going to let what people think bother me anymore. It's just not going to do it.
Good.
And that's when I started getting more out and enjoying life better.
So at the Moose Lodge, what do you do as Lady A?
Well, it started off with a woman's beauty contest.
Okay, so what's the woman's beauty contest? Okay. I love this. So.
The woman's beauty contest is where the straight guys at the lodge, men, we dress them up as women and like a drag show.
Okay.
But, they're nowhere near pretty looking drag. But we do shows and I give them three rounds. They got to give me three songs. They want to come out and make a round like a drag show.
Okay.
And we collect money. It's all charity. And we raise quite a bit of money.
Good.
And
what does the money go to, charity?
It goes to the Legions.
Okay.
And then Legions helps the lodge and helps people.
Okay. And that's for, like, I've seen, like, scholarships for the youth yes. and stuff like that.
Yes. And people in need, lose a job, we help them.
Okay.
But the Woman's Beauty Contest is where I started.
Okay.
And then I found other things to do, like Naughty Games, which was drag queen bingo, basically.
Yeah, that was fun.
And so we went to a drag queen bingo show.
Okay.
And I saw it online, and I said, I want to go to this. So we got a group together, went over, and got to know the drag queen. We go every week. It was on Wednesday nights. And
who's the drag queen?
Charmaine Dupri.
Charmaine Dupri. I've heard of her.
Yes.
Yes.
And very well known in Atlanta.
Yeah.
She did the shows there, so I started taking her ideas. I asked her first. She said, fine.
Okay.
But, and I started doing it at Moose Lodge, and the first one got a lot of bad negative people saying, we don't need that here, and mm-hmm. shut me down.
Yeah.
And I finally got it back, and through...
You didn't quit, so that's...
Right.
I mean, that's fantastic.
Yeah. I never quit.
That's right.
I'm not going to quit. So, started doing the drag queen bingo, but we couldn't call it bingo because of the licenses, so we had to call it Naughty Games.
Naughty Games, yeah.
I did some shows. We call it Adult Night at by the pool.
Okay.
Adult Swim. I host those.
I haven't been to that one yet.
Yes, you need to go.
I do.
Got one coming up.
I know. I've heard about the Moose Lodge pool.
Yes.
It gets quite entertaining after a while.
Yes. I've been in trouble twice in the course of the pool, but...
That's okay.
it was at midnight. We've been drinking.
Right.
So, yeah, what can I say?
Hey.
It happens.
Yeah.
The Adult Swim is fun. It's just I play music and I do some games.
Okay.
You know, like do a game called Sing a Swim.
Okay.
We'll back you up to the side of the pool, put a towel behind you, and you lean back on the towel, and I play a song and then stop it, and you got to finish the next line of lyrics.
Okay.
And if you don't, we let you go.
Oh, nice. So,
some reason I ended up, I always end up in the pool. I don't know. Somebody picks me up, throws me in.
Yeah, I think you and I are talking. You said you lost a wig at one point, a good wig.
I've got two. I got two that got destroyed.
Yeah, and the chlorine.
Chlorine don't like wigs. The wigs don't like chlorine. But we have fun.
It's good.
You know, everything I do, I try to have fun. Through all the fights and people trying to stop you and telling you how bad you are, you know, it's just... You just keep going and finally get used to it.
I think anything worth doing is worth fighting for.
Yes.
And I've seen you do that, and we've done that. You know, you were featured in a movie that Paul and I wrote and produced called Dragpires.
Yes.
And you were one of our featured drag queen vampires. And you ran the lights and the music. And how was your experience on that?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Totally different than anything. I've been in the entertainment business for 50 years. I've been playing in bars and totally different and fascinating to see how the crew comes in, sets up, transforms the room, and you wouldn't even know the room when you walk in.
Right.
I never will forget the day you and Paul walked in and I was in the ballroom working on lights.
Mm-hmm.
And you started asking me about using the ballroom. And I was thinking, oh, okay. So we made it work. And
because you weren't in drag at that point.
No.
Yeah.
No. And I didn't know what kind of movie it was. Mm-hmm. You said horror movie.
Yes, because they said, oh, you have to go talk to Lady A. She's the horror queen. That's yeah. what Jan told me, and I was like, lead me to the queen of horror.
Yes.
I must speak to her.
Well, you know, my first comment was, you said something about maybe we'll make you an extra in the show.
Yeah.
And I said... Can I die?
Yeah.
Yes.
I want to die.
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah.
So the experience was very good. Never will forget it. Hope to be able to do it more.
Yeah.
Movie business is just totally different. You know, you spend 12 hours a day. And
that's a short day.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's hard work, very hard work. Shooting was not like I ever thought it would be. Yeah. You know, you sit up for 3 hours, do a scene that lasts, you shoot for 5 minutes, 4 minutes, you know.
Yeah.
Then you break everything down, you move it again. So it's an experience that I'd love for everyone to see at least once.
Yeah.
And my wife was an extra. She loved it.
She was. Yes. She had a great time. We have some great footage of her.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I think we killed her off, too.
I think so.
Yeah, I think she died.
But she's still there.
She's still there, yeah. We turned her into a vampire.
I want to say that when we started filming.
For Dragpires.
The first day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was told, come in dressed, and I did.
Right.
Christopher walked over to me, looked at me, and said...
And Chris is our director.
Yes.
Yes.
He walked over to me and looked at me and said, I hope you brought some different shoes. Because I had my stacks on, and I'm like, yes, I got flip-flops. He said, okay.
Because
it's going to be a long day, which it was. Yeah. three long days. So.
Yeah.
He was great. I really liked him.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, on my side of it, because...
So what did you do? What did you do on the film? So tell everybody what you did. Other than being Lady A, what else did you do on the film?
Okay, so... We had the stage lighting, which I put in.
Right.
And we just had extended our stage, which is a huge stage. So I was asked if I would run the stage lights during the filming, and I ended up running everything I had to do with the lodge.
Right.
I need the air on. I need the air off. I need these lights on, these lights off. I need this. I need that. And I was the person between the lodge and the movie crew.
So you are the liaison.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Which I enjoyed.
Good.
Like I said, it was just very tiring, but
yeah.
But then I didn't know, but the last day, the third day.
Right.
I was in the other part of the lodge. Somebody come got me and said, "Can you come in and play music for the drag queens?" I said, "Okay." So I walked over there and I asked them what song they wanted. I put their song on. They started dancing. And then that song ended, and they said, "Can you play another one?" I said, "What do you want?" So I put that song on, and I just started dancing with them. And they're like, "Okay."
Yeah.
And I didn't know there was any film on that.
There's film on everything.
So I think that's where my drag queen dancing come in.
Yeah.
So
Because I remember going, because I was running around crazy too, but I remember coming in to watch them film where everybody was dancing and everybody was up on stage and our leads were on stage with the other professional drag queens, and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It was such a good time, and it was a very long day, but it was so fun to see like you up there enjoying yourself and everybody having just a good time, and it was really a party.
Yeah.
And we had, oh my gosh, we had what, 300 extras,
mm-hmm,
and yeah, they were dressed, some were dressed in drag, some were dressed as vampires. We had bikers, because I think Darlene came dressed as a biker. We had gang members, we had people covered in tattoos. I mean, it was crazy, you know, but it was so much fun.
But it fit in.
It did.
It all fit.
It did, and I think from my perspective, I saw you very, like, you were so involved and so comfortable, and it was just like, you were like this little light.
You were, know, in your element.
You were. Yeah. You were such a light, you know, it was just like a spark of humanity that was up there just doing all this fun stuff.
I mean, I like
really
to say,
loved it.
I was, yes.
Yeah. So when we came in and we're like, "Hey, we're going to do this horror movie," and we didn't know you,
yeah,
and you're like, "Great, I love horror. That's my thing," you know. And then we said, "Well, we have to tell you, because a lot of people are not open to the idea that the horror movie revolved around drag queens." And you went, "Can I dress up?"
Yes.
And I was like, and because I didn't know you dressed, you did drag. And I was like, "Dress up, I mean, you know, like as a biker," or like, no. And you told us. And we're like, "Well, yeah, absolutely. We would love to have you." And that, I mean, that was our first meeting with Lady A.
Yes.
You know, and I would, I mean, honestly, I would never, seeing you in and out of drag, I would never have known you as the same person.
Most people won't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Paul came over to the bar, because we was back there opening the bar up for a scene.
Yeah.
And said something to me. And then later he walked over and said,
I didn't recognize you. I didn't recognize you. Had no idea who you were.
You would not know.
But that kind of brings up a point here. We're in a relatively small town, rural area, and you know, we're talking about the club. You know, we're talking about a moose club. You know, there's a moose club in every city in the United States. You fitting into the lifestyle of a member of a moose club in both of your life is something that most people, I think, couldn't even comprehend. You know, they would think of someone who dresses as you do.
You know, I just want to show people that just because somebody dresses different, looks different, and, you know, they can get along with them. It's a big world. Yeah. And they're not out there, and as Colleen said, you know, they're not out to steal your children or groom your children. They, you know, I would, you know, never wish myself on anybody, you know, because, you know, I've had conflicts all my life of who I am, so I wouldn't wish it on, I wouldn't want anybody to do it or have to go through it, but if they do, I want to know they got support from me.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. And it's important to be supportive. Where do you see yourself in the future? Where do you see Lady A in the future?
Probably pretty much where she is.
Are you good? Are you comfortable? Are you in a good... Do you feel like you're in a good position?
Not a great position. I feel okay. If I could just be who I want to be, when I want to be, it would be better. But like I said, because of family stuff and people that's dear to me, I don't push it. So I don't see things changing anytime soon, but I'm happy doing what I do.
Have you ever gone to like DragCon here in Atlanta?
No. I have wanted to go.
You should go. I hear it's fantastic.
Yes.
I want to go. I think that'd be fun because I know that RuPaul sometimes will be there. I love RuPaul.
Really?
Yeah. I think I have to double check, but I think Bob the Drag Queen has been featured there. Do you know who that is?
Yes.
I love Bob the Drag Queen. I love Bob the Drag Queen. Have you, and, you know, thought.
Yeah.
It's like, who?
Very, very good comedian.
He is. She is. She's very funny. Yeah.
And I had to ask somebody one time, you're talking about he, then she.
Yeah.
I asked somebody, I said, you know, when you're talking about a drag queen, do you use he or she or, and then it was explained to me, if they're in drag, it's she.
Right.
If they're not, it's he.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Same thing. It's, and you talked about that you weren't 100% happy because you can't always be Lady A.
Right.
And I think that's, you know, in life you cannot always be on 100% because that would, like, I think that would drain you mentally and physically. But if you find that sweet point where you've got, you know, that life balance, then, you know, I think that's, you're closer. For me, I'm closer to being happy. You know, even when we're filming, there's some days I question my judgment on what was I thinking? Why did I want to get into film? You know, and then when I see the end product, I'm like, this is why. So I think with Lady A, you know, who you are is beautiful and it's fantastic. And, you know, and even when I see you out of drag, I always see Lady A. You know, I always see her in your daily life, you know.
Yeah, I mean, she's there. I mean, still the same person.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know we talk about Lady A a lot, but we've not talked about Johnny much.
Well, I didn't know if we wanted to talk about Johnny.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want to make it sound like the only thing that's going to make me happy or the only time I've ever been happy is when I'm Lady A. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've got a lot of things that I did, that Johnny did, that I wouldn't take anything,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
And I always want that to be a part of me too. So that's why I'm kind of, you know, kind of satisfied either way, because I can be either and enjoy things.
Yes.
Deep inside, I'm
yeah.
both, I mean,
yeah.
I'm one.
Yeah.
You know, a psychologist asked me one time, are you schizophrenic? I mean, by saying that, what he was saying was, does my mind think I'm this person at this time, I'm this person at this time?
Yeah.
I'm never separated.
Yeah.
I'm always the same person.
Yeah.
Well, like I say, how I look on the outside, how I feel, it's just part of being talented.
Yeah.
And that's where...
Being an artist.
Yes.
You've gone above and beyond. I mean, you've got your music career, and you've got Lady A's career, and you've got Johnny's career. So, I mean, you're juggling a lot of stuff, and you're doing fantastic at it.
Well, thank you.
You know, I mean, I truly think that it's not easy to do.
Right.
You know.
I have to stay busy.
Yeah.
You know, I think I've talked about getting bad thoughts sometimes, mm-hmm. and that's just when everything thoughts stop,
yeah.
and I'm sitting relaxed in a quiet room. That's depression sets in.
Mm-hmm.
So I stay busy to keep from getting depressed.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I do too.
I've got to be doing something.
I want to say that I'm proud of you for not giving up. You want to tell people don't give up, because at some point it's going to work. And I think you found it where it's now working.
Yes.
You, right? It works for
yes.
you.
Don't ever give up.
Yeah, don't ever give up.
I was
don't.
Playing in bands when I was 18. Back then you could going to clubs when you was 18.
Right.
And that's where I met Darlene.
Okay.
In a bar.
Was she a groupie?
No. Actually, she was brought there with a friend of hers. She never went anywhere. She wasn't a clubber. A friend of hers brought her there to meet me, and it worked out.
Okay, so who's your favorite drag queen?
Well, you know, I know one.
Okay, but yeah, you know one, but like, if you could have lunch with any drag queen, who would it be?
RuPaul.
I think I would have, I'd have lunch with Trixie Mattel. Just because she's so loud, like when I see her on videos, and she's over the top, and I think she would be like the best person to have for me to have lunch with, because I wouldn't have to carry on a conversation. She could do the whole thing.
What's next for Lady A?
Well, to go on as many cruises as I can, because we love cruising. Which brings up a quick point. I get back to that. The last cruise we went on is the first time Lady A's been out on a cruise yet.
Oh, you took
a wow.
Okay. I've been on 16 cruises, and I finally got up the nerve to and got to do Lady A on a cruise yet. And it was fabulous. I mean, it went great. I mean, it's like, there again, nobody knows. But to go on as many cruises, just...
As Lady A, or...
Yes.
Okay.
Are there drag cruises?
They had one years ago, but okay. I don't think it worked out too good.
Okay.
The other thing would be just keep doing what I'm doing, do more shows, keep people informed of what it is to be a drag queen and what it's not to be a drag queen and what it is to let people live their lives. And get the word out there, because, you know, everybody's different. Every drag queen is different. Every cross-dresser is different. Every trans person is different. There's no umbrella, I mean, no one way you have to be.
Right.
So I want to get the word out for people to let people be themselves.
Yeah. I think fear creates ignorance, and I think what you're doing is... alleviating people's fear, and you know, again, you're teaching them. You're like a teacher.
Yes, and that's what I want to be. And somebody that's coming up or just scared to get out, that has problems, that someone's stopping them. I just want to be let them know they can come to me, and I will give them the best advice I can give.
You know, we've talked about, you know, this is a relatively new venture for us, and we're not sure who our readers and watchers and our demographics are, but there's somebody out there that's watching this that you have just taken a burden off their shoulders.
Good.
Yeah.
And just be yourself. There are people out there that love you,
right.
and you can go to, so just do that.
Okay.
Love yourself first.
Yeah.
Love yourself. You're right. Love yourself first, which was really hard for me today.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I didn't for years and years and years.
I know. I know. Yeah.
But we can see that you do truly love yourself.
Yes.
Yeah. And And that's the beautiful part of it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you so much again for being on the show. And again, we will, if anybody has any questions for us or for Lady A, we will include the links in the section below. And thank you so much for joining us. And thank you for being brave and beautiful. And
sharing your story.
Yeah, sharing your story.
Thank you for having me.